Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers got me posted on the block, hitting them blunts in rotation. I might as well face it, I've been doomed since jump 50 Vicks. You know this, why these niggas buying what they want, man, what the fuck? Pontiac on fold while we sleeping cold. No, he don't, fresh pet of Jabot. I rock them hand-me-down snotty nose.
still I get the hoes. They will never know how we live it. Paint with Picasso vision, working to see a million, baby. Yeah.
I got some wicked shit up on my mind. Hope it doesn't repeat a second time, a second time, time. I was given this world, I didn't make it. Gotta embrace it, success is only for the taking. But we gotta get through the bullshit first.
Oh. Smoking dope, feeling stogies just to free my mind. I'm thinking I'm the shit. Them fusions counterfeit. Corner stoties, we rock them bitches on the daily. Bounce from shorty to shorty. My rotation game crazy. I'm ignorant to the fact I'm on that same path that they left me in. I gotta change before it get too bad. Got no worries about getting caught. Mama faded too bad to notice I'm off a fifth. A bumpy face slumped on my ass. Constant attempts of forgetting about some pieces of my past. Like abuse from my OG in the absence of my dad. Or the fact that my auntie and the kids sitting back, pointing left cause he can't keep his balance high off his ass. Just so you know, fam, I hate your guts cause you ain't get no fuck. 5 graduations later, still you never showed up. You cold as fuck, only excuse they gave me was your pops and raised you up just a squirrel that's searching for nuts. Man, what the fuck?
I got some wicked shit up on my mind. Repeat a second time, time. I was given this world, I didn't make it. Gotta embrace it. Success is only for the taking. But we gotta get through the bullshit first. Oh.
You're my therapy. Ink to sketch the lip views attached to my thoughts, I'm a ticking time bomb. Smothered by doubt, poetry smothers the flame to the curtains that my sanity set ablaze, sending me through moments of suffocation I can't breathe. Clouds obscuring practicality, heat filling me till all I can focus on is the pain of burning alive. So I write. These words are the power to use to diffuse the flames, killing them instantly while I recover from the flames of life's bonfire. Cinders flew with wishes and regrets, cloaking me in shades of gray, whisked away by a gentle breeze. I can breathe.
I'm a little anxious, baby, 'cause I know that you're on your way. I haven't seen you in a while now, sugar. But when you get here, I know that things will be okay. I'm in the mood for you. Come over. Something sweet in store. Bath water's green, the candles lit, dinner's cooked, everything is cooked. All for you, baby, and more. I'm in the mood.
Thank you. Yo, it's your favorite host with the burnt toast, Radio Rail here with Madness Monday. How y'all feeling tonight? Thank y'all for those who are listening, tuned in to Madness Monday here on OG Radio. Ain't much going on tonight. I'm currently watching the Raiders and Saints game. You know, surprisingly, the Saints are losing. Surprisingly. But I got a couple things that I want to share with y'all. One of them, I was at work today, and me and my boss and some guys on my job was talking about how is it that we don't hear about anybody catching, the chickenpox no more. And I was like, oh. That's up my alley because I ain't gonna say I'm a conspiracy theorist, but some would think so because I think, you know, I go against the grain. But I definitely have been doing my research for a long time when it came to various things, and the chicken pox was one of them. I have learned that, the government is doing what they do best. And the people born through, I want to say, the 50s to the 90s have all gotten chickenpox and shit, right? Before that, it was a whole test, you know, of shit that the government do. You know, they always fucking with shit. And, they wanted to see what would happen to all the offspring down the road. And us, I ain't gonna keep throwing my age out there, but us who were born in the 90s, up to maybe, I want to say, late 90s. Nothing in the 2000s went on, but us 90s babies were the last people to catch chickenpox because, of, you know, we are the last offspring of certain shit. Think about it, you know, we've heard our parents had chickenpox and their parents had it, you know what I'm saying? So for those who was born through the 40s through 90s have all had it, and the kids of today will not have it, ever, ever, ever. The number of cases are slim to none nowadays. You barely hear those cases because it's non-existent. And I was like, well, shit, that sounds about what's going on with the whole COVID issue. I'm like, low-key, you know, motherfucker fucked up. The people who are, quote-unquote, catching it are going to produce offspring later on down the road, and we'll see the effect of COVID patients and COVID. We'll see the effects later on down the road. But, you know, you always get that one who'll be like, oh, this year what's going on. You know, that's not it. Oh, some dumbass shit. But, you know, people look at me as conspiracy theory. That's fine. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people rock with me in a way, I think. And for one, I always go through numbers. You know what I'm saying? I research shit all the time, 24/7. So if you catch my face in my phone, I'm constantly doing work, meaning I'm researching shit. About shit that I want to know, shit that I'm curious about, besides the radio stuff, and then, you know, looking for stuff with our future and everything. I'm definitely researching shit. Because a nigga be wanting to know out here, you know what I'm saying? The government should have been the only motherfuckers that know shit, and then we left out in the dark. No. Radio Rail finna be out here looking, searching, bringing shit to light. So, I'm going to need y'all to do the same thing, looking, researching, bring shit to light. It ain't about being woke or no shit like that. It's just, you know, knowing what we need to know to survive. You know what I'm saying? Black people have definitely learned how to adapt and survive for years. And something funny, another thing we ended up getting to was politics. Everybody who knows me knows I love politics. You know, not a lot of black people are really into politics the way I am. And guess what? I am. We got on the subject of, you know, Democrats and Republicans. And, you know, I was basically saying, well, to be honest, nobody, especially us, you know, from the 90s, because, like, everybody in my job is relatively my age that works with me. And I'm like, to be honest, we honestly don't know why we are what we are. And mainly all of us are, well, hell, all of us are either Democrat or nothing. And we don't know why we're really Democrat. I didn't know why I was Democrat, besides the fact that that's what my family is. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to just vote Democrat. But then, you know, again, I get the research and shit. Democrats, they ain't shit. They really not for us, especially as black people. They're not for any fucking thing. Their policies that they want in place, it just ain't shit. And we look at Republicans as, oh, they just want to keep the rich, blah, blah, blah. Not technically. If you really research their policy, the Republicans is for us. You know what I'm saying? Crazy thing. The very first, you know, type of Republicans were, guess what? Black. So we were never Democrat at first. I want to say in the 1700s, we were black Republicans who set policies and X, Y, Z in stone for shit to work. It's just down the road, you know what I'm saying, especially when, you know, slavery thing came about, all that other shit, you know, they beat us down to not being Republican. They're like, you're a fucking Democrat. So we are conditioned to thinking that Democrats are for us, and they're really fucking not at all, bro. Like, it's getting horrible. You can, and then, we stress this enough on our radio show that voting for presidency is not the way to, I'm not gonna say it's not the way to go, but that's not the important part of getting the right people in office. You gotta definitely vote everything else besides the presidency. That ain't shit. They're just somebody that we could blame for shit. That's all. That's all the president really is, you know. Right now, Trump is in office, but we can blame him for a lot of shit. Years ago, when Obama was in office, so people could blame him for a lot of shit. But that's all that is. You got to vote for a whole bunch of other shit. But that. And I have another topic that I'm going to get into. After, I'll play a couple tracks, you know what I'm saying? I think it's an interesting one because we talked about a lot of shit at work. So I was like, you know what, I'll relay it on the radio show because they're listening tonight. So shout out to the whole OWC family. But this next track is by XR. It's called Lay Up. And you can find him on Apple Music.
Switch!
Please leave your message for 70872.
Hit back!
I just got back in town, and you the only one that knows, so keep it on the low. We ain't gotta tell no one what we do alone. Something we both been waiting for. So let's turn off the phones. We gon' get it on till you screaming.
Girl, I just wanna lay up, baby. Get drunk, baby. Have sex, baby.
Nah, nah, nah.
Pass out, baby.
Nah, nah, nah.
Get drunk,
baby.
Have sex,
nah, nah, nah.
Pass out,
change and shower. She say she been waiting on me like forever. T-shirt and her panties like Adina Howard. ETA say, be that half an hour. I just gotta stop, go and get the liquor. Condoms and the switches. Now she sending pictures, standing in the shower. Water running down her. Said I'm getting closer, said she getting wetter. I can't wait to see it, I can't wait to kiss her. I can't wait to touch her. Girl, I'm finna pull her. Open up the door, walking up the stairs. Standing in the towel, I can see her smile. Screaming, got her ass jumping up and down. Pick her ass up, just to lay her down. Get the lotion, then I rub her up and down, up and down, talking all around. Got me pulling, tugging at her down. Throw it down, wanna lay you down. Put the liquor down, turn around. It's something we both been waiting for. So let's turn off the phones, we gon' get it on till you're screaming. Girl, I just wanna lay up, baby. Get drunk, baby. Hashtag, hashtag, baby. Pass out, pass out, baby. Wake up, baby.
Birthday, gonna roll up the loud. No telling what I'm about to do. birthday. It's my birthday.
Nonstop, Larry. The second track was called Work It. It's a new song, new track by Josiah Dillmore. And that song right there was Birthday by Bunny. We've had Bunny on the show before.
I think I just might
get back in touch with her and bring her back on the show. I think I'm going to dedicate a month to bring back old artists and see what they're working, on now, you know what I'm saying? I have a treat for y'all later on. I've been talking about, you know, my crazy stories. I've been teasing y'all with you know, I'm going to do it this week. I'm going to give y'all one crazy story from me later on towards the end of the show. It's going to be one crazy story that I'm going to share. Probably share a crazy story, once a week. We'll see. But another topic that we was talking about at work was, why is it that in a relationship, no matter how long you've been together, no matter how long you've known this person, no matter how many times you go out the house and go outside with this person, when you ask your lady what they want to eat, they say, I don't know. And to be perfectly honest, I don't know. I don't have the answer to that one. I truly want to know, why is it that women can never tell us what the fuck y'all want to eat? Y'all can tell us anything else in the world about it, anything else. Tell us shit that we don't even give a fuck about. Well, then when we be like, yo, what you want to eat? Y'all motherfuckers don't know. Don't get it. But that was just like funny how everybody brought that up at work. That was just super crazy. But, you know, even my own girl, I asked her what she want to eat. She'd be like, I don't know. That's all the women around the world. So that topic was definitely hilarious. At work, my boss was like, man, I was at the supermarket. White people always call shit supermarket. They never call it the store. They call it shit supermarket. That's a white people thing. But he's like, man, I call my girl. I was like, hey, babe, what do you want to eat? What do you want me to cook tonight? Blah, blah, blah. She's like, I don't know. And he's like, what the fuck? You can tell me about how your day is. Why the fuck you can't tell me about what you want to eat? Man, that's a true story, man. That's a true story. Like, guys be wanting to cater to their girl and shit. You know, they want to take them out or whatever, you know what I'm saying, to a nice restaurant or something, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, be like, all right, babe, you could eat anywhere you want to eat, where you want to go. Oh, no. You know what I'm saying? I find it funny, though. Women can tell a man everything else in the world, but can't tell what the fuck they want to put in their damn mouth and swallow. you quit. But, want to let y'all know that, I got a new job and I'm loving this shit. Even though I be tired as hell, like y'all be hearing me come in on Tuesdays and Fridays, cause I be about tired to the motherfucker. Like, man, you can hear it in my voice, low key. Well, you probably hear it now. I don't know, but you know, I be fucking exhausted by the time I get home. But I love being on the radio with y'all, have y'all listening to me and whatnot. You know. Y'all ass always listen, but don't never want to call in and shit. And I be giving y'all free reign to call in and talk shit. Y'all never want to do it. Y'all would text the hell out of me, phone call the hell out of me, and tell me X, Y, and Z and want me to say this or that and shout out to shit. But you motherfuckers don't want to call in. And I know I got hella friends listening at the moment. And just in case your ass do want to fucking call in, 516-666-9826 is the guest call in. I got something new that I want to do. For all those who are tuned in, I want to start something new. And I'll probably do it on Monday. What I want to do, every so often, I'm going to have a little game show. It is going to be a man and a woman. They will compete for $50. What I want to do is I'm going to give them pretty much, it's going to be 5 questions. They get 4 questions each. I'm going to ask, the woman, because women are going to go first. I'm going to ask the woman first, ask the man second, ask the woman third, ask the man fourth. Now, keep in mind, it's technically like, the best of 5. So, y'all need to get, 3 of them right in order to win. So I'm going to ask them a series of questions. I don't know what I'm going to ask because me being me, it's going to be, some random ass shit. And let's just say it's tied, 2-2. I'm going to ask both of them, depending on who won the last round before, I'm going to ask that person first the question. I'm not going to give the answer yet. And then I'll ask the second person the same question and not give an answer yet. Well, no, that wouldn't make sense. But either way, I'm going to ask the question. Probably be whoever said it first. I have to ask the question. Whoever wins, they win $50 cash app or PayPal, whatever the fuck you got, on behalf of OG Radio. So that's something new I'm going to start pretty soon here. We're going to do it once a month, just to, kick it up a notch, spice things up. For those who do tune in on Thursdays for Poetry Night, we have a lot of poets that come through, and the winner gets a cash app of $25. So that's always good. It's always great. We've been having a huge number of poets every Thursday, and I appreciate every last one of y'all, and I appreciate the 2 winners that we had last Thursday. I'm going to need y'all to I'm going to need my motherfucking judges to get their shit together so it don't be no goddamn tie out here. They breaking people's pockets and shit. No, I'm just playing. But shout out to the 2 winners of last week. Huge shout out to Brittany Russell. She's a fan's fave poet who has been on the show 4 times now. So she's making her way around on the show a lot. So shout out to her. Shout out to homegirl Misfit out here. She's blocked on Facebook at the moment, but she's out here doing her thing music-wise. She dropped a new video a couple weeks ago. Very dope. Very, very fucking dope. Shout out to Bar University TV, as always. They always showing me love. I had the great pleasure of finally getting my producer on their show. So, September 30th, next Wednesday, my producer, AK, will be on, and proud owner of OG Radio, will be on Bar University's Hot or Not, where they will rate and review your music live, and our boss will be on the show to help them review and rate music as well. I love tuning in to their show. It's fun. The shout-out to the whole lot of artists that I meet, and a lot of artists that I talk to through the comments, whatever. I try to get them on our show. So there's quite a few people that know me through Bar University TV. So shout out to them. Shout out to Noah J. Clay. That is an artist I'm soon going to get on this show. I know she got a lot of things going on. Shout out to Ivy Myers. Shout out to my boy GQ the Fool. He got a new video out on YouTube. I forget the name, but YouTube GQ the Fool, D-A-F-O-O-L. He's an amazing artist. He's bringing that soulfulness back that we've been missing here in the fucking millennium stage. Man, there's just so many shout outs I got. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my little brother Josiah, Bang the Music Tip. I got four unreleased tracks of his that I've been playing here and there on OG Radio, where you get to hear it first, you feel me? Shout out to Public Announcement. They've blessed our radio show with two of their tracks. And I play it all the time because I fucking love it. Shout out to Treece the Artist. She is one of OG Radio's artists. Shout out to Lord Jesus, I can't even think of the name. Sorry, I'm drawing blanks for some reason. Don't know why, but I'm drawing a damn blank. Shout out to Noah F. Ryan. He's also a OG Radio artist. Shout out to my co-host, Genesis B. Trey. Without them, there'd be no me. Without me, y'all wouldn't, you know, get the lovely Madness Mondays with your boy here. Man, just shout out everybody who fuck with me, man. There's so many people who fuck with me through this radio shit, you know what I'm saying? Even off radio, where people who just genuinely know me. Shout out to my homegirl, Sierra Lynn. She's out here doing her thing, selling her merch, thing else she got going on. Shout out to all the sisters out here and the fellas out here who's in tough times and decided to create the fans only, only fans, what the fuck you call that shit. Shout out to y'all. Y'all doing y'all thing. It's like a legal way to strip. You ain't even got to get touched on now. You can just legally show your ass on fucking, do pictures and shit, and videos. Me, personally, I think that's better than a strip club. Okay, it's not better than a strip club, but it's, for them, it's better than getting fucking violated at the damn strip club, if you will. So some guys, some niggas be fucking overboard at the strip club, bro, the way they be pulling these hoes. But then again, you know, they like it, I guess, to get, you know, money and tips. But at the same time, I kind of think, you know, in their head, they're like, fuck, why is, you know, like, damn, why am I doing this? You know, like, they might hate stripping at the end of the day, but do it because they pay the bills, whatever the case. I would never know. I think I'm going to try and get a stripper on the show so they can talk about, you know, stripper life. Yes, I know some of everybody, y'all, so I will have. Oh, man, there's so many people I'm going to try and get on this fucking show. There's a lot out here. I'm going to bless y'all with a whole lot of shit out here for Madness Monday. And also, Let's Talk Tuesday. We got a lot of artists that we're going to get on for the end of the year. That's lovely shit. Oh, what I'm going to do. Sorry, y'all. Didn't mean to fucking yawn, but y'all know me. I'm going to play a couple more tracks. Probably play like three. So that way that pushes towards the end of the show where I can give y'all one of Radio Rail's craziest stories. This next track I'm going to play is by my boy, my homie, my brother from another mother, D. Jones, with Abstract.
Ah, remember those days where you couldn't do what you want to do? Say what you had to say, because you didn't have a way to express. But if you're not, I'm gonna count. Let's go! I'm just riding with my top down. And the air breeze is so cool. Got my drink on one side. Nobody can tell me I can't take sips after sips. Cause I don't condone in that drive. ones in the air one time. If you feel me, let's go to Sunset Drive, where the view is so spacious. We can see the top of the city like we run in. Up now, let's go to the moonrise. Better hope I don't change. The party is jumping like it's supposed to. The bright lights are bringing in the crowd. Having that for times like this, let's take a drink now. Let's boogie till it's too.
It's the realest shit I ever wrote. There's some real nigga art. said this the realest shit I ever wrote. You left a nigga with a broken heart. Should've swallowed my pride, put that shit aside. But this the realest shit I ever wrote. Real nigga R&B.
Arriba! Ocho,
ocho, ocho.
My three.
They do it.
Mixed
Nation for
ocho,
real.
I say hola, mamacita.
My
friend. Que pasa, señorita. I say it's so nice to meet ya. I didn't know how I should greet ya.
Ideal.
I say hola, mamacita.
My man.
Que pasa, señorita.
Come to me.
I say it's so nice to meet ya.
Hola.
I didn't know how I should greet ya.
Tell them out, he game, what he talking about. treason deceiving, do deeper more reason why people believing. I'm calling my heaters, continue your breathing, no reason believing, no falling and grieving. I'm making it even, I'm flavoring with season, so sexy with even nobody believing. Until you believe it, so people can see a mission I'm on, and it's time. What you gon' do? What you gon' do? What you gon' do? What you gon' do? What you gon' do?
When you get it, everything gon' stack. From the top to the bottom of the rack. Everything be black on black. Big map, full of color tips to match. So if a nigga wanna pull it, jump the gun, I can swallow a bullet. Better think twice, cause I'm a little do it. I gotta pursue it, it's like blue when I'm getting into it. Second up, like never before. Making it grow, show on the show. Let it up, like you're ready to go. Keeping it low, ready to blow, and saving the soul. By the four, you seeing the gold. My for death, take a breath for the less. This death won't rest, unless my death ain't best. Extra criticism, but they ain't come yet. Ready for the meals, but it's far more yet. And still, I'm ready to feel like I'm all on top. Pocket on notch, change dollar to crop. You holler or not, that we making it hot. That we all in your fire, like greedy or pop. You believe it or not, when I'm ending the clock. Turn the time on your clock, so it's never gonna stop. When it flipping and flop, while I'm planning a plot. You be scheming a lot, I be ripping the drop. Trying to make it clean, get away. Get a bag, no matter how, anyway. Any day, gotta get it, wanna see the pay. I'ma see what I say, them fade away. Feeling like MJ, never gonna sleep. Stack it up quick, put a nigga on retreat. Put a sand in my feet, had to land on the beach. Take time, just a week, what it do, let it breathe. What you gon' do?
What you gon' do?
Yo, we are back with your boy Radio Rail Hero, OG Radio. That was Be Greedy with Stack It Up. It used to be our intro song for a hot little minute, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Be Greedy. So real quick, I'm going to hit y'all with a quick crazy story that happened to me. This is a true story. And yes, it involves a fucking woman. All of them involved with some crazy shit. So several odd years ago, I was living with my twin sister. I'm like, yo, can I borrow, you know what I'm saying, your whip so I could, you know, make this little trip to Addison, you know what I'm saying? Shorty stayed in Addison, whatever. Now, I've known Shorty for a long fucking time, so I thought. So, you know, of course, motherfuckers link up to you know, fuck around, whatever the case. So I get over there, you know what I'm saying? We in the midst of shit. You feel me? And, you know, in the middle of everything, I hear keys jingling and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? You expecting somebody? She's like, no, that's next door, blah, 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 blah. Okay, whatever. Get back into it, you know what I'm saying? Fucking balls to the wall. I hear the motherfucking keys again, and this time I hear the motherfucking door, the door handle, open up. This bitch gonna say, oh my God, it's my husband. First of all, bitch, what? Why the fuck you ain't telling me you had a husband? What kind of shit is that? But, you know, I fucking grab my shit as quick as I can. I run into the closet. You know, him or her, you know, he's like, hey, babe, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. He's like, damn, babe, why, you know, you kind of funky in here. Like, what you been doing? Oh, I've been working out, blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They kissing on each other, whatnot, whatever. Then it goes quiet, right? About a minute and a half. All I heard was a click clack. Once I heard that shit, I jumped up out of that motherfucking closet, butt ass naked, only socks on with my clothes in my hand, and I ran out that motherfucking house and ran down the street. The nigga chased me for about a block. I was asshole naked in the cold running all the way to that motherfucking truck. That's the fucking crazy story. So that's one of the real crazy stories. Tune in with me next Monday to hear another crazy story. Tune in tomorrow with me. V-Trey is out again for another 2 weeks due to scheduling issues with his job. So catch me tomorrow from 10 to 11 with Let's Talk Tuesday. Thursday, catch me and Genesis here from 9 to 10:30 with a whole bunch of poets for the Poetry Thursday. Catch me again for Freestyle Friday. I may or may not have an artist, not 100% sure yet. I will let everybody know by time Tuesday, Thursday hits. Peace, love, be courteous, be kind to everybody. Wash your motherfucking hands as always. It's your best, most funnest host with the blackest toast. I don't know where the fuck I got that from, but that's going to be catchy. Again, shout out to all my listeners, all of our listeners here on OG Radio and ABE, All Dope Everything. Be on the lookout for our page on All Dope Everything page on Facebook. V-Trey will be writing blogs about music and artists and a whole bunch of underground things around the world. Again, you know, catch me. Well, hell, y'all been inviting me to a lot of radio parties and events and everything. You know, I can't make them all, but hopefully this Saturday I can make a huge event that's going on in Soak Village. Shout out to all of y'all. Appreciate all our fans. I've been loving it as always. I appreciate everything y'all have, all the support. Just, you know, continue to rock with us. Share our pages. Share our, the hell am I trying to say? Share our radio show when we go live. Even when we go off air, still share it. You can always come back and listen to it on blogtalkradio.com/MrAKA38. So that is it. That is all for me. I think I have one more thing to say and totally fucking forgot. Damn, I definitely forgot. But it's all good. We'll get it together. So, yeah, holla at y'all tomorrow from 10 to 11, which me, your boy, Radio Rail. You can catch me on Facebook, Terrell Redmond. I just might change my damn name now to just Radio Rail on there, because that's what everybody know me as now. But catch me on Facebook. As always, catch me on Instagram at RadioRail21. You can also catch me at HellRail1290. That's it. That's all, y'all. Everybody have a good night. Love all y'all. Peace from OG Radio. And we are out.